The Big Story from the Straits Times on Money FM 89.3.
You're watching The Big Story with Dylan Ang. I'm Olivia Kui.
It's day three of the general election campaign and a war of words has broken out over population size. Deputy Prime Minister Heng Swee Keat hitting back at a claim by Singapore Democratic Party Chief Dr. Chee Soon Juan that Singapore's population is set to rise to 10 million.
Posting on Facebook, DPM Heng said, quote, "Let me be clear, the government has never proposed or targeted for Singapore to increase its population to 10 million. He was responding to a heated exchange between Dr. Chee and Foreign Minister Vivian Balakrishnan during a political debate last night.
Earlier today, Dr. Balakrishnan said SDP must clarify its position now that a key plank of its manifesto has come under intense scrutiny. The One No in SDP's Four Yes, One No campaign message refers to a rejection of what it claims is PAP's plan to raise the population to 10 million. Singapore's current population is 5.7 million and it's projected to be well below 6.9 million in 10 years' time.
The Manpower Ministry also refuted a figure cited by Progress Singapore Party's Francis Yuan in the debate that there are 100,000 jobless PMEDs. According to MOM, as of June last year, there were 39,000 local unemployed PMEDs, less than half of the number quoted by Mr. Yuan.
The ministry said it got its 39,000 figure from the report on labour force in Singapore 2019. But Mr. Yuan said this is outdated because they do not include retrenchments in the third and fourth quarters of last year, as well as the expected numbers in 2020.
PSP Chief Dr. Tan Cheng Bock will decline a non-constituency MP seat if he's offered one. His reasoning is that he would not have the ground, unlike an elected MP who has the majority mandate of voters in his West Coast constituency.
During a walkabout in Yio Chu Kang SMC this morning, Dr. Tan called the NCMP scheme a ploy to entice voters to not vote for the opposition. While he would turn down the position, he said he would leave it to his team members to decide if they want to enter parliament via the NCMP scheme.
National Solidarity Party Secretary General Spencer Ng also said the scheme is flawed. Nonetheless, he added that the party will still take up the role if it qualifies.
Meanwhile, Trade and Industry Minister Chan Chun Singh and Minister in the Prime Minister's office Indrani Raja said PAP will never have a blank cheque to do as it wishes, as it's accountable to Singaporeans. They were referring to comments that Workers' Party candidate James Lim made in last night's televised debate. Speaking during a walkabout in Tanjung Pagar GRC, Mr. Chan and Ms. Indrani added that the NCMP scheme guarantees that Parliament will have a diversity of views and opposing voices, regardless of whether opposition members are elected.
Well, correspondent Denson Cheong joins us now to talk about these two issues. Denson, let's start off with the NCMP scheme. We've heard more opposition members come out to criticise it. Dr. Tan Cheng Bock was firm in saying he'll decline the role if offered. But for context first, how many people have turned down being an NCMP?
Well, Olivia, I think we first have to look at what the NCMP scheme is. So it was started in 1984. And, you know, the main goal was to provide a diversity of voices in Parliament. At the moment, the Constitution makes an allowance for 12 opposition members to be in Parliament. So what this means is that, you know, for example, if you had three opposition candidates who were elected to Parliament, then, you know, you would have nine NCMPs. So the number of NCMPs depends on how many opposition candidates are elected, but will not exceed 12. And if you go, you know, going back to your question, in 1984, the first election where, you know, we saw the NCMP scheme being rolled out. In that election, the Workers' Party candidate, MPD Nair, turned down the NCMP seat he was offered. It was later offered to Mr. Tan Chee Kian of the Singapore United Party, who also turned it down. Fast forward to 2015, and the Workers' Party, Lee Li Lian, also turned down the NCMP seat she was offered. It later passed on to Daniel Goh from the Workers' Party. So, you know, like you mentioned, the opposition parties stand on the NCMP scheme is quite clear. You know, the workers, they sort of, you know, tend to follow the same line. And basically, you know, is that if you've they think that the ruling party is using the NCMP scheme to dissuade Singaporeans for voting for the opposition. And they also say that, you know, if you've not earned the popular mandate of Singaporeans, then you don't deserve to represent them in Parliament.
Now, Denton, let's build on what you just mentioned. You know, do you see more candidates doing the same this time around?
To be honest, no. And let's just take the Workers' Party, for example. You know, they have a very principled stand on the NCMP scheme. But having said that, you know, they've been very pragmatic when approaching the issue. And they've benefited from it. For example, if you look at in 2006, when Workers' Party Chairman Silvia Lim was offered an NCMP seat for contesting in alternate GRC, she accepted the seat. And I think in that following term of government, what happened was that, you know, she gained experience and exposure. And I think it played a big part setting her up, to getting Singaporeans to know her as a serious politician, which contributed in a big way to the Workers' Party winning Aljunied GRC in 2011. And you know, if you notice also, Dr. Tan Cheng Bock today, he left the door open for other party members to accept the NCMP seat if they're offered one. So I think, you know, parties will take a pragmatic approach here.
Moving on, we've seen a few virtual rallies already from PAP, WP and SGP, to name a few. An example of another form of online outreach, Dr. Tan Cheng Bock is connecting with younger voters on Instagram stories. So, Denson, how are the parties faring in maximising the online platform?
So I think the post that everybody is talking about now is the one where Dr. Tan is trying to explain the term hype beast to another PSP member in Teochew. Instagram is not a new social media platform. It's been a while, for a couple of years. Parties, you know, have been quite active and savvy in using the platform. You know, they use it to share important speeches, updates of their political rallies and how the candidates are doing on the ground. Candidates also, you know, have been using it to sort of give voters or Singaporeans a sense of, you know, what being on the ground is like, you know, what the hustings feel like for them. But I think out of all the candidates, I think two sort of really stand out to me. The first is Speaker Tan Chuan Jin, who's been, you know, really quite good at using Instagram Live, you know, to connect with voters in a very, very direct way. And, you know, the other person, of course, is Dr. Tan Cheng Bock. You know, who's used it to, you know, to address some sort of offbeat questions, take comments from his followers, and also, you know, challenge them to send him videos. So it's a form of sort of very, very, very direct voter engagement. I think it shows a different side of the candidate to voters. But of course, the question is whether or not this will translate to votes. I think that remains to be seen.
Well, great insights. Thanks so much for joining us, Denson. We've been speaking to, of course, a correspondent at The Straits Times, Denson Cheung.